Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So it actually ended up being a decent weekend for the Buccos. They won 2 out of 3 from Cleveland at PNC Park. Nearly blew it Friday night. Got a little hairy at the end after a 10-run lead shrank to a 1-run lead. There was the issue, and we'll get into it in greater detail in about 30 minutes or so with Derek Shelton taking JT Brubaker out early yesterday. But in the middle game of the series, Saturday afternoon, Pirates ended up beating Cleveland 6-3. The final 3 runs they scored came on a Brian Reynolds 3-run homer in the 7th. They scored all 6 on dingers in the 7th inning. And on the Brian Reynolds 3-run homer, Colin, the ball bounced into the river, off the Riverwalk and into the Allegheny. And a man who was standing right there immediately dove in after the ball to go get it. It was shown on AT&T Sportsnet.
Yes.
A couple people tweeted out the video. Short of a milestone home run, I'm not jumping in the river for a ball. I'm just not. Maybe I'm not as much fun as I used to be. And when I was 25-year-old Chris Mack would have dove in. 41-year-old Chris Mack does not dive in the river for anything short of like somebody's 400th or 500th home run or something crazy like that.
I have even a tougher threshold or a more stringent threshold. The only thing I'm jumping in the river for at this point in my life, at that point in the river, is a drowning non-drunk. That's it. There is nothing.
How do you know if the person drowning is drunk or not?
I can quickly ascertain if they're a knucklehead or not. If it is like a guy that's been partying all day and they're out on a boat and whatever and they fall off the side right there, if I'm the only one around, you got a 80% chance I'm going to jump in and try to help you. If there are other people around, they can help you out, particularly if they're one of your friends. If you are just a person and something and you're felled by circumstance and something happens and you fall in, I will help. I'll be the first guy to help. I am a good Samaritan that I will jump in and help you out. I sure as hell ain't jumping in that river for a ball. And I don't care if it's one of those ones that like is a Barry Bonds surefire $8 million going to get it. Because here's the thing. Let's say it's one of those ones where there's a value in it with people might think I'm crazy, but I've said this before. You remember when there was like all the jockeying in the outfield for like the Bonds ball?
People would like scratch and fight and claw literally for these balls.
And I know that money means a lot to a lot of people. It does. And it means a lot to me. Money, if you got a lot of money, it makes your life a lot easier. Okay. That ball doesn't mean anything to me. If I were to get one of those balls, I would give it to the person who hit it. I truly mean that. Like if it was a Bonds legacy home run or somebody that it was a World Series.
What if it was like a World Series walk-off home run? I mean, we're really building things up now here.
Correct. If it was a World Series walk-off, if it was Mazeroski, happened all over again, and it was...
And it bounced into the Allegheny.
Polanco wouldn't. If it was somebody that was left-handed and they would hit
maybe
it
Reynolds
up,
again.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would say to him, like, okay, I have it in my possession. I just want to meet the guy and hand it to the guy. I don't need to meet baseball players, but that's how I strongly feel, and I've always felt that way. It's not my accomplishment, it's someone else's. I would feel dirty capitalizing monetarily off of it. So to jump in and get that, it wouldn't be a case of me trying to capitalize it. So there's no real ball. I always think it's odd. And again, we all have different things in life. I can understand where people see a valuation in that ball and say, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get paid off of it.
See, I wouldn't do it to get paid off of it if it was like a landmark ball. Like if you told me it was some dude's 500th home run or, you know, it was a World Series walk-off winner or something, I would want it just to have it, just to like get it framed and put it up on my mantle or something.
I'm not a collectible guy. I don't really keep stuff, but it's not is not mine, is the way I've always looked at that stuff. When those guys hold other people too for ransom, like, I want X amount of bats and this and that and whatever, it's just not my speed. I didn't accomplish. That person did. Here's your ball. Great job. You made this ball go over that wall and into that river. It's yours. I've always felt real strongly about that.
But yeah, a three-run homer in the June, middle of June against Cleveland,
I ain't jumping
off of
in
Brian
that. Now,
Reynolds' bat.
I will go in the river up where kind of nearer where it's almost like a lake. Like my friend, I've said this before, has a house in like, I think it's Watersonville or something like that, like up
way
by
up
Katanning.
Towards Katanning, yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost like a lake. You don't even know it's a river at that point up above a couple of the dams, and it's beautiful and it feels – and it's probably the same and the same water and whatever, but it's just I'm okay to go water skiing or to go tubing or all of that there. But a ball comes past me like that, I am sure as hell not jumping in. Again, threshold is right now if I'm walking on the North Shore and you're dodging the geese poop, the threshold is a drowning non-drunk. That's what I'm
That's
in
the
for.
Only thing getting you in the Allegheny.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a drunk, if there's no one else around, then you got a 75 to 80% chance I'm going to him-haw about it and go, geez, I mean, I this is my luck. I'm the only guy here. I guess I got to help this guy out. If there are other people around more willing to jump in,
right,
be my guest.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that's innocently falls in there and they're struggling, I'm in.
What about the Mon down around like Kennywood?
Somebody's I'm okay. It's a circumstance more so
than
pollutant.
Throw a hazmat suit on first.
Yes,
yeah.
I'll help you out. But I'm not going in for a baseball.
Not for a Brian Reynolds three-run homer.
What did the guy do? I missed the aftermath of it. He went in, he got it, whatever. Was there ever a kind of the second day story?
I didn't see a follow on it. No, I didn't see them like checking in with the guy to see if he walked away, to see where he went, which direction, up the river, down the river. He just there was no hesitation. And he jumped like right on the ball and grabbed it and was right back out of the water. It was just like, okay.
Yeah, I did see he had his like shirt off, but he did keep his shoes on, which you never know when you're going to run into, you know, something that could cut your feet. It's straight to the get the shot too.
What's the tetanus?
Straight to it. Like you've been in Gertie's Run floodwater. Yes. I mean, it's straight to the tetanus.
Oh man,
you got it. There should be a tetanus person there at River Rescue.
Just standing there with available shots ready
correct,
to go.
Correct. Right there. So it comes over to you on the USS Sophie Maslow.
Excuse
whatever.
Me, sir. Sir, you the one that just jumped in the river for the ball? Okay,
tetanus.
Come here.
We want
just
you
give
to have
this.
You're not even allowed to go up the steps to the regular road until you get the tetanus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.